Good morning, America. Good morning, New York City. Good morning. It is Thursday, March the 28th. And I'm excited. I'm so grateful to God that He woke us up on this morning. I'm so grateful to have life, health, and strength. I'm so grateful for all that He has done and will continue to do. And so New York, wake up. Let's get ready to go. You know, today the weather is a whopping 51 degrees will be our high and 45 will be our low. There is 100% chance of rain today. So you guys, you already know this is New York. I don't care what borough you represent, or even if you out on the island, this is New York. So you know when it rains, we're gonna pull out our hoodies, our raincoats, and our rain boots, and get ready to go out there. And just make sure you know, have your umbrellas and things like that. But it is expected to rain throughout the day. In fact, it's been raining since the middle of the night. So prepare yourselves. All right, New York. Well, it is Thursday, as we stated. Tomorrow is a holiday. It is Good Friday, and we are excited about that. We thank God for all that has happened. We thank God for His life, His death, and His resurrection. And we are preparing ourselves, amen, for Him to come back and for the rapture. But today, New York, you know, we want to talk about the New York City migrant crisis, right? We want to talk about that, especially if you are a native New Yorker and you've been here. You kind of been watching the transitions, and you can see in each place and how it started out and where we are today. And I kind of want to hear from you all, New York. How are you feeling about this? How do you feel about what's going on here in our state, in our city, regarding the crisis? I'm not going to speak anything bashing anyone, especially not the officials at this time. And the reason being is because I live here and I see the work that they're doing. I don't just see the sound bites or things that is on the news. Myself, I see, because we're in the trenches, I see and know of the work that's actually getting done. And so I'm really excited, because I even have a conversation with my husband, and we were talking about how we're just going to go ahead and start advocating, you know, and prepare ourselves to advocate and maybe help the city, right? Because if you want change to come, you know, you can talk about it, you can bash it, you can do whatever you want. But if you really want change, then you just go ahead and put your hands into the plow and see what it is you could do. But there has been some things that has transpired over this week in regard to the migrant crisis. And so we know that the New York City 30-day rule for migrants for the shelters, they have now passed some laws. And in this law, what they're basically saying is that you will have 30 days to be into the shelter. And this is for the migrants. And once that 30 days is over, you know, you're just going to have to figure it out. And it sounds harsh, but according to the news reports, the New York Post, as well as News 5, CBS, whichever news that you like, I don't know if you live in New York or abroad, or anywhere in the States, you probably have been hearing about it. And so that basically is going to give them 30 days, right? And it's like, look, you got to figure it out. And I'm going to be honest with you, New York City, we have the highest rate in America right now. So highest rate of rent in America at this time of this podcast. And so it's going to be very interesting to see, especially when you have people who, I have been seeing migrants who are actually either they're making their money doing deliveries, etc. And we know that there are other things that are happening, and we're going to talk about that just a little bit. But I kind of wanted to talk about the temporary rule. Again, it is temporary. They're kind of trying to redefine it. It's really interesting, because it's kind of guaranteeing people to have housing if they come here to New York State. But in the same breath, what they're saying is, hey, we want to help you, but look, guys, you know, we can't do it forever. So we're going to give you like a 30-day chance, and you know, from there you can reapply, I believe. Don't quote me on that, guys, if I'm looking at my notes, but don't quote me on that. So I'm gonna retract that. But I do know that you only have 30 days to remain. And then the reason for this being is so that they can actually give other migrants an opportunity to have a bed space. So this is going to be interesting to see how it all turns out. And we know that there has been some new illegal activities going on where they're finding where migrants are actually going around to the shelters and recruiting people, and they're recruiting them to do crime for housing. And you know, it's kind of a touchy subject, because it's like, if you live here, you understand the crisis. If you've experienced it or are experiencing it, you understand the crisis. And so it makes your heart kind of sad, because you like that people are being taken advantage of. And from the photos and things that I've seen and articles that I've read, it's almost like they're charging them $300 for like a bed to stay in a room with like close to 50 people, which is insane. But that is the crisis that you guys are not really seeing across the globe. So I just kind of wanted to bring light to it, so that we as prayer warriors, you know, pray for one another, pray for our states, pray for our city officials, pray for those who are running the land, because truly it is a job, and truly people are being affected all around. You know, it's man, it's something to see. We even see, like, even on the train stations, things are changing and more crime is rising. However, I am noticing that New York PD is doing a phenomenal job in capturing those who are doing things illegal. I will give them credit. Like, I'm gonna give it to them. Now, I know people have their opinions about the mayor Eric Adams. I know people have their opinions, but I will say that I do appreciate the fact that he is a former law enforcement, and that he has had, that he has experience in running a team. I am a person who, I do not just listen to sound bites. I keep involved, and so I watch the town halls, and I see the mayor around the city, and I see him going in. So I know that it's easy to criticize, but if you're not living here in this state, or even if you're living here in the state and you're not a person who keeps up abreast, you're going to be very irritated, because it's just like, okay, they're getting everything. The migrants are getting things. What about the people who have already been in the shelter system? And what about those people? Since that is where we as Native New Yorkers have to come together and begin to go out to the town halls and speak and voice, because yes, those who are in, still in the system are getting lost in the system, and they're not being offered the same things. And so there are a lot of things that do need to be changed. But again, if you want change, you got to be a part of the change. It's not going to just change, but you got to make your voice heard, and you got to put your foot down and really just get in the plow. So that's what we're looking to do. I also know that, I'm sorry, I was just looking at my notes, guys. You listen, this is real life. But I was also noticing that they were speaking about how there is now a black market for food deliveries, meaning that because the migrants do not have New York City or New York State ID or any of those things, now that people are black marketing and they're actually paying to give accounts for people to do deliveries, which is kind of crazy, because if I give you my account, I gotta really trust you. If you allow me to use your credit, in other words, I'm gonna allow you to rent my name and account so that you can make money, but the money was gonna go to me. And then it's my responsibility to give you. So you really have to be honest. But again, because people are in desperate measures, they're coming up with desperate things to do to survive out here. It's real. We see it every day. I see families outside in the cold. We've seen all types of things here in New York. And so I'm just asking you all to keep us in your prayers as a reminder, because again, New York is a forerunner state. One of the things I do want to bring light to that is not being spoken of is that New York is a forerunning state, meaning that whatever happens that is going to happen in our nation normally happens in the state of New York. And so, case in point, if we actually look at what happened during the pandemic, we could actually see that New York State was forerunning, and a lot of states mocked us and talked bad about us. However, when it hit their states, they weren't prepared. Well, it's the same with the homeless crisis. New York State was the forerunning, and people made fun of it, and people weren't understanding it. But now other states are experiencing the homeless crisis at an all-time high because people lost their jobs, and this is happening globally. And so it doesn't even matter what your class or status is, whether you're the working poor, working class, or rather you are making six figures or more, it really doesn't matter. This crisis is hitting every state, and it's really going to be interesting to see. But I will say this, because New York State is a forerunning state, what they're not talking about in the news is that all other international officials and other state officials have been coming to New York, meeting with the mayor and seeing for themselves what has been done. And again, if you only look at the sound bites, or if you only look at the news, or you only read the New York Post or things of that nature, and you're not keeping up with the actual town halls and the things that they're doing, you kind of will feel like the mayor is not working. And so I'm not trying to big him up, but I'm saying educate yourself and don't sleep. And we walk the streets here every day, so I see how it went from being extremely clean to then going to extremely dirty to him cleaning it back up, or it's starting to feel a little bit more safer. So the work is being done, but I want to bring out that we are a forerunning state. And so other state officials are now watching New York and putting in things in place for their shelter systems. Unfortunately, Chicago is, you know, kind of like New York. But New York is being watched in a very major way because they're being able to maintain it. And I'm sure that the officials are probably going to continue to push forward with getting more laws changed, because again, we have a mayor who is a law enforcement. So if nothing else, he's going to make sure that part gets managed and manages it well. But that is today's podcast. I just wanted to give you guys an update on what's happening in New York City. America, we love you. Keep it up. New York, don't forget to get your umbrellas. Bring those umbrellas out. Bring your hoodies and your raincoats, because you know today is going to be a rainy day. And who doesn't love a rainy day? God bless you.